We are currently experiencing higher than normal call volumes, and all of our representatives are assisting other customers. You can wait for the next available representative, or you can press 2 now to request a callback. We are currently experiencing higher than normal call volumes, and all of our representatives are assisting other customers. You can wait for the next available representative, or you can press 2 now to request a callback. Thank you for your patience. We greatly appreciate it.
Hi, thank you for calling Clear Farmer Insurance. This is Jessica. How can I help?
Hi, Jessica. I was trying to talk to someone in Spanish so they can help me. I will explain better. But they already transferred me like 2 times and they never answered me. So I try to, now I'm going to try to do it in English.
Okay, and I can try to get an interpreter on the line if needed. And I'm sorry, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Emily Martinez, and I'm the daughter of Ildefonso Martinez. My dad got in a crash like May 17 with a member that you have with he's covered by clear cover. Yeah. He's covered by you guys.
Okay, so your dad was in an accident with one of our insureds.
Yeah. So
okay.
The problem is that my dad made the claim with his insurance, and their insurance said that he had a problem with the bank, something the car didn't go through when it was automatic payments, so they canceled the insurance that he had. Because he don't pay in time, okay. They say that. But we have automated payments, so he had a problem in the bank. So, they say that they can't cover the insurance was canceled. So my dad said, can you call the insurance that the person that I got in a crash with? And I told them I will pay everything. I mean, everything. If my insurance is not going to cover, I don't know if he has full cover, liability cover, I don't know. Tell them that I'm going to be responsible for it.
Okay.
I'm calling. But he wanted to talk to the guy that he got in a crash with, but I don't know. He said, tell him if I can take, if he wants to take the car to the mechanic, and I will pay everything. But I don't know if that's a good idea. So I call you guys.
You're just trying to get further guidance on how to.
My dad said he's going to be responsible. Whatever happens, he's going to be responsible.
Okay. By chance, do you have a claim number?
No, but I have guy's name and the policy number.
Perfect. I will take the policy number from you first.
Okay. He had this. The policy number is GA125532.
G as in Georgia, A as in apple.
Uh-huh.
125532.
Yes. And the name is, he sent me a picture. My dad sent me a picture because he took a picture with the guy's phone. And it says Rachel Darnell Bishop and Christopher Carson. And it's a car to 212 Hyundai Elantra GLS Elantra.
Okay. Just bear with me one moment here.
Okay.
And when did the accident occur?
Let me check in the, I have the picture for the ticket, so I don't made a, I don't tell you a wrong date. I'm going to check.
Okay.
It was, I think it was May 21, yeah. And it was an,
okay.
10 a.m., yeah. And my dad's name is Martinez Rojo Ildefonso.
Could you spell the last name for me?
Yes, it's Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. And then Rojo, R-O-J-O.
Thank you.
That's the last name.
And I'm sorry, what was your first name?
My name is Merle, and my last name is Martinez. He's my dad.
Okay. You said Merle.
He doesn't know. Merle, yes. M-E-R-L-I. So I'm calling because he doesn't know any English. Well, not at all.
Okay. Not a problem. I'm just trying to see if we have a claim here. Bear with me one moment. You said our intern was Christopher Carson.
Yes, that's the name.
And Rachel.
Yeah, it says Rachel, Darlene, Bishop, and then in, it has a dash and it says Christopher Carson. But I don't know
okay.
who was. I think he was a guy.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure who if it was a girl. I think he was a guy. Put the money now.
Do you mind if I place you on just a brief hold?
What?
Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah, don't worry about it, yeah.
Okay, bear with me one moment here.
Okay.
so much for holding. If you don't mind, I'm just going to go ahead and get some information from you and go ahead and add that to the claim. And then that way we can have one of our claims representatives reach out and go over this information with you further.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right, just bear with me one moment here. I'm just going to pull up a few things on my screen and get some information from you. What was the make of the vehicle, of your dad's vehicle?
The make, model, do you want me to call him and do three-way so I can try to, I mean, if I don't know any questions that you ask me, we don't have any problem? Or it's just easy questions?
They should be pretty straightforward. If you want to ask, if you want to add them on, you're more than welcome to. What I'll need is just the make, model, and year of the vehicle. And then your dad, you gave me his first and last name, so we have that. And then I'll just go ahead and take your contact information.
Okay. Okay. It was a Nissan Titan, but I don't know what year.
That's actually okay. We can do just the make and model. You said a Nissan. What was the model?
Nissan Titan.
Could you spell that for me?
Nissan Titan is Nissan, the model Nissan, and then Titan, T-I-T-A-N. Yeah.
Titan. Oh, okay. Okay. Nissan Titan. Thank you. All right. Perfect. And he is the registered owner of the vehicle?
Yeah, he's registered on the vehicle.
Okay. And it's Martinez. Is the first name?
Yeah, Ildefonso.
Is Martinez the first or last name?
The Martinez is the last name. Martinez Rojo, and the first name is Ildefonso.
Could you spell his first name for me?
Yeah. It's I-L-B-E.
V as in Victor?
No. It's
V as in boy?
I-L. Yeah. No, hold on. It's I-L-D-E-F-N-S-O, Ildefonso.
Okay, I got it. So that's I, L as in Linda.
Yeah.
V as in Victor, E, F as in Frank, N, S is in Sam, O.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And then can I get your dad's contact information, his phone number?
Yeah, his phone number is 678-758-7707.
Okay. 678-758-7707.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And your dad was driving the vehicle?
Yeah, he was.
During the accident? Okay.
And they give him a ticket for driving too close.
Okay. And the vehicle was damaged?
My dad's?
Yes. Did your dad's damaged?
Yeah. I think the front, it's just a little bit, not that much, but it was damaged.
Okay. Okay, so what I did is I went ahead and added that information onto the claim. And then someone will be reaching out to your dad Within, if you give them 24 business hours, their business hours are 9 to 5 Central Standard Time. They will reach out and go over the information further with your dad. Do you want me to also put your contact information down?
Yeah, please put my number, please, because, well, he doesn't know any English, so maybe when you try to call him, make sure you put a translator or someone that speaks Spanish.
He speaks Spanish? Okay.
Yeah, he speaks Spanish.
And then I'll
Spanish.
Go ahead and add you on as well. I'm just going to write. Bear with me one moment here. And can I get your phone number?
Yes, it's
265-9513.
It's 265-9513. That's my phone number. And my dad just texted me and he said the year of the card is 2015.
Oh, okay, great. I will add that on then. Okay. All right, I went ahead and added that information on. So you guys will be hearing back from one of our claims representatives and they'll be able to go over more of the details regarding the claim with you. They will be calling you either from a 210 or a 312 area code. So if you want to keep an eye out for either of those, that will be someone from our team giving you a call back.
Okay, make sure if my dad don't answer, can they give me a call? Because maybe sometimes he will be working, he don't have any signal.
Okay, I will go ahead and note that for you.
Okay, I have another question. Do you make the claim, right? You said that it was no claim made yet?
I just added your dad's information to the claim. Actually, let me go ahead and provide you with the claim number.
Okay. I got it here. I'm ready.
It's 22. A is an apple. T is in Tom. G is in Georgia.
Hold on.
A is an apple.
A as an apple, huh?
T as in Tom.
I'm sorry. It's 22 A and then?
Yep, 22 A. T as in Tango.
Uh-huh.
G as in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
A as in apple.
Uh-huh.
004.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Uh-huh.
558.
558?
Just 15.
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay. Okay, that's fine. You're going to call him back when you decide what's going to happen, right?
So what will happen is someone from one of our claims representatives will give him a call back, and they'll be able to go over more of the claim details with him and what the steps, anything further regarding the claim, the claims representative will be able to discuss with him.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Do you know if they have a police report already? Because I was trying to look for it in internet, but, I mean, it don't show any information.
Actually, that will be a question that you'll have to go over with the claims representative.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and help.
Yeah,
thank
course.
You for helping me.
Of course.
All right.
Just keep an eye out for that 312 or 210 area code.
Okay, that's fine. Alrighty. Thank you.
Have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.